The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Shmuel Selinsky.
Today's topic is Kilayim. Now, in Kilayim, there are five types of Kilayim that are forbidden in the Torah. I would like to mention, first of all, the word Kilayim is usually translated as mixed species. It could also be called hybridizing, mixing. But a hybrid, as we'll see, is not really accurate, because Kilayim in the Torah deals with taking two distinct types of living or once living material and combining them. So let's take a look at the Rambam, which is in Mishneh Torah, that's the Chazakah, in his section on Zeraim, on seeds, on agriculture. The entire section starts off with the laws of Kilayim, and he enumerates five types of Kilayim. I would like to just briefly go through them all, and we'll see, we'll get a bigger picture of what's happening here. The first one is that one should not sow seeds of Kilayim. Lo lizroa zerayim Kilayim. Don't sow seeds of Kilayim. Okay, this, by the way, is going to include both seeds, herbaceous plants, such as grains, such as beans, kitnios, if you will, legumes, and other field crops, such as mustard, poppy, canola, okay, right? Many of these crops, as well as vegetable crops. In addition, this whole concept of sowing seeds, Kilayim, mixing types, is including the concept of trees, which is going to be grafting trees, one type upon another. That is covered in another section of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the body of the text itself, as opposed to this section on the laws that pertain to things in Israel specifically. So with that in mind, here we're going to be dealing just with Kilei Zeraim. Now that's the first type, Zeraim, Lizro Zeraim Kilayim. The second type is Shalolis Ro Tavua O Yerek Bekerem, not to sow either grain or vegetable in a vineyard. This is called Kilei Kerem, the mixed species in a vineyard. And that's also going to be part of our topic today. The next three are not part of our topic because they apply everywhere in the world, not simply in Eretz Yisrael. So they're covered in other sections of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And they are, number three, Shelo laharbiya behema kilayim, not to interbreed animals in mixed species. For example, a horse and a donkey in order to get a mule. Another is Shelo lasot malacha bikilei behema, not to do work with a mixture of animals, ka'acha, together. And this is pulling, or let's say, pulling a plow, for example, with a donkey and an ox. That's the example the Torah brings, but other types of animals also. You know, if you have a sled dog pulling, and also a donkey, that would also be a problem. Shelo lilbosh kilayim is not to wear kilayim, and the kilayim that we're talking about here is shatnez, which is the mixture of wool and linen. Wool from the animal world, linen from the plant world, and all the details of that are, again, taken care of in the other sections of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Today, our focus is on those kilayim which apply in the land of Israel, and those are the first two. Now, in the first one, Shelo lizro zerayim kilayim, not to sow seeds of kilayim. This comes from the Torah in Vayikra, Leviticus, Yud Tes. That's Leviticus 19:19. And that particular one, it says specifically, Sadecha lo sizra kilayim. Your field, do not sow kilayim. Do not sow your field mixed seeds. Okay? What is called your field? Well, that means a field that is going to be your ancestral field, that which is rightfully yours, and that's referring to the land of Israel. And that's why this aspect specifically applies to the land of Israel. And lo sizra, do not sow. Sowing refers to throwing out seeds. Planting. There's a different word which is used in taking an already growing plant and planting that. It's usually called nata. However, lo sizra, don't sow, means to take two disparate, two distinct types of food plant and throw them out into your field, meaning Eretz Yisrael. And kilayim meaning mixed species. Okay? I would like to point out that, as I mentioned previously, it includes the concept of kilayim with trees. By trees, the aspect of kilayim is taking the roots of one type of a tree, we'll call it a rootstock, and the top, the scion of another tree, a branch from another tree, and grafting them together. This is very commonly done in the nursery trade all over the world. Most orchards are grown with grafted plants. Now, grafting in itself is not forbidden. It's only when it's of a species and a completely different species. For example, grapes are perfectly fine because grapes are only grafted onto other grape rootstocks. A seedless grape, which would not produce any of its own offspring, any seeds, because it's by nature a seedless grape. So that can be planted, can be grafted onto rootstocks that were developed from a seed of a grape that was grown. And there's no problem because it's all the same species. It's the different species. Now, what's amazing is this, which is an act that's independent of the land of Israel, grafting the roots upon, together with the top, with a branch from another species, that applies all over the world. Okay? Now, some say the roots of this, the Rambam, it goes all the way back to the creation, where things are created liminehu, according to their kind. And as such, we see there is an obligation on us to keep the world going in the way that it was originally developed. Genetic engineering is going to be a very interesting issue. And let me just say that one way to look at genetic engineering as permissible is that the genetic material which is taken out could not possibly survive on its own. Whereas all the kilayim aspects that we talk about here, each one individually could make its own crop, its own plant, and it's the combination of those two potentially individually viable parts that could live on their own, combining them together. With genetic engineering, it is not viable that it would live on its own. So that's one way to permit it. I'm not going to get into the whole details. Genetic engineering is a fascinating topic, but that often comes up when talking about mixed species. Another interesting aspect is hybridizing. In other words, let's say I take the pollen from one plant, put it onto the flower of another plant in order to create seeds which are a hybrid, a combination of the two things. This is permissible, again, for the same reason that many bring, that the pollen in and of itself could never live independently. It's only after it combines and creates a viable organism, a viable new plant that could live on its own, that's when we have something that we can work with. Okay, so let's take a look now at kilayim in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the kilayim, it starts off, it's page Tavkuf Lamed 530 in my edition, but I'm sure there are many other editions. In any case, kilayim, the overall heading, mixed species, we start off with kilei zeraim, mixed species of seeds. And again, this applies only in the land of Israel. And let's take a look. Aleph, asur, it is forbidden, lizroa shnei mine zirayim, to sow two types of zirayim. And I'm going to skip the parentheses right now and say zet liazet. This one next to this one. That means if I, obviously, I like they can't grow in exactly the same place. But if I take them, I sow them, I plant them, and throw them onto the ground that where it could grow, and they're near each other, that is going to be a problem. What's called near each other? We're going to get to that momentarily. However, two plants, and the parentheses now, let's go back and look at, miminim haruim lemichel odom obehema, from types, species, that are fitting for food of people or animals. Okay? Most people do not eat alfalfa except as alfalfa sprouts, or clover, for example. However, it is grown as an animal food. This also would have an issue of chelae zirayim. It's a crop that's normally grown. What's notable here is that ornamental plants, flowers such as, let's say, marigolds or pansies or whatever it happens to be, are not included in this. And a very common thing, for example, is to take a wildflower mix, let's say, which has many, many different types, or a mixed flower garden seeds available in the for sale, and throw them out, and you have a whole beautiful mixed flower garden coming up perfectly fine. It's the edibles that are an issue. By the way, medicinal plants does not count. We're talking edible. We're not talking dye plants. We're not talking edibles. We're not talking things that are grown for smell. And in many instances, the bottom line is going to be why the person plants it as opposed to what most people usually do. When you run into a question like this, I'm just raising these issues so you know, if there is a question, ask your Rav. It's going to take a competent halakhic authority because it's a very complex issue, and we're just briefly going over the subject material so we get an idea of what's going on over here. Okay. Now he says, let's continue in the kitzer, right? He said, "Usher lizroa shnei mine zirayim." It's forbidden to sow two types of zirayim, planting through seeds. Miminim haruim lamichal, from those thing foods, those species rather, that are fitting for food for adam obehema zeliazet. This one next to this one, and he elaborates, "Bain yorakos, bain tavua, bain kitnios." Whether it is vegetables, whether it is grains, whether it is kitnios, which will translate roughly as legumes, but it's other seed crops included in kitnios can be things such as mustard, and that's poppy seeds, which are certainly not a legume, but are included in this overall term. When we say yerakot, we also mean things where both the leaf is eaten, such as, either the leaf is eaten, such as by lettuce or cabbage, or the stem is eaten, such as by celery, or the roots are eaten, such as by carrots, or even the flowers are eaten, such as cauliflower or broccoli. All of these come under this aspect. Okay, now, all of these, asur litapel, bigdulam, it is forbidden to care for their growth, to care for them while they're growing, and chayav la'akram, and a person's obligated to uproot them. Avol inam ne'asorim, but they themselves are not forbidden. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, if there is kilayim growing together, it's forbidden to plant it, it's forbidden to take care of it, it's forbidden to water, it's forbidden to do anything, except if it shows up on the market, one can eat it. Okay, by the way, this is a big reason why many people don't know so much about kilayim, because it's not an issue so far as kashrus goes. In the stores, nobody wants, was this through kilayim or not? The only issue is going to be possibly with grapes, and we'll get to that shortly. Now, base. Shiur HaMerchak, the distance, the measurement of distance, Bein Shnei Mine Yerokos, between two types of Yerokot, of vegetable, of plants, as we saw, that's going to include grains and legumes and all, right? Hu Tefach HaMechsa, that is a Tefach and a half, a hand's breadth and a half. Let's call that Tefach is approximately 4 inches, 10 centimeters, so we're talking about 6 inches or 15 centimeters. That's between the plants. Yay, Shomring, there are those who say Shalosh Tefachim, a foot or 30 centimeters. The Chazon Ish Pesach, the Chazon Ish, one of the greatest post-game of the last century in the land of Israel, he tells us that Shaddai, that it's a different Tefach HaMechsa, with 1.5 Tefachim, that means 6 inches, 15 centimeters between plants of different species. Milavad, that's besides Makom HaZeraim, the place of the seed itself. So from the edge of one seed to another seed, 15 centimeters. We're talking about different species. For example, if a person has a row of carrots and are commonly grown very close together, and as they get bigger, they're thinned out and you can eat the baby carrots. No problem. However, if next to the carrots, one would have a different type of vegetable, lettuce, that would have to be minimally 6 inches or 15 centimeters away from the carrots. And we're talking about the place, the edge of one seed to the other seed. Hey, this means that potentially the leaves could grow up and it could look intermingled. Well, this is going to be an issue. If technically, if it is planted, you have no problem. If it's planted with the proper spacing. However, if it is planted in such a way that it does look mixed and confused, and there's that is still going to be a problem in halacha. And therefore, efforts should be made halachically in order to separate them so they clearly look different. One way of doing it is to have them tilted to the sides so they clearly look that it's not one, it's not a mixture. Or if they're in rows, that's very fine, because in the rows, one row will look like a distinct planting, and the other row will look like a distinct planting. Another way to do it is if one puts a fence in between the two. Even if it's not a solid fence, a fence that's made of lavu, that's, let's say, strings that are going vertically, or bars, slats, that are less than 3 tefachim, less than 18 inches apart from each other. So that is also going to be called a recognizable separator, a mechitza. It's got to be 10 tefachim high, a meter high, 40 inches. And that will also work to separate the different types of kelayim in the planting of the seeds. Okay, now what he is going to say, however, right, and this is in the parentheses here, Hayu Mine Yerokos, if there are different types of vegetables, Zeruim, that are planted, Lesurugim, Tov Shish Tefachim, they're like scattered about, they're like alternating, they're in within 6 Tefachim, Af Behercha Kenal, even with the distancing above, Yishalah Hacham, ask a Talmud Hacham, ask a Rav who knows what's going on with these matters. And the reason for that is, as we mentioned, if it looks as though they're mixed together, that's going to be problematic. So even though you have the halachic distancing, even in Eretz Yisrael, it was planted separately, it's not going to be a Torah violation, but it's still forbidden to do, and one should ask a Rav about what's going on. The Torah violation is actually just taking the seeds and planting them and putting them in the ground, or possibly the seeds are already on the ground and covering them up with the soil, etc. But to take plants, you go to the nursery, you buy some vegetable plants and plant those out individually, there the spacing must still be kept, even though it would not be the Torah violation of Zerayim, Kilei Zerayim. Okay, now, Ba'arugos Yerek, in a row of vegetables, a planting bed of vegetables, let's call it, shitchan, that its space, its area, me'al eser amos v'chomesh, al eser v'chomesh, if it's greater than 10 and a fifth amos, by 10 and a fifth amos, we're talking about, let's say, it could be maybe a little more than 15 or 20 feet square, roughly speaking. That just gives us an idea. We're talking about approximately 400 square feet, roughly something on that order. If it's such a big area, now all of a sudden we may be shifting from like a vegetable garden to what may minimally be called a field. And therefore, shir harchaka gadol yoter. The measurement of the spacing is going to be much greater. Okay, it could be four amas, etc. Again, a rav should be consulted when you have these situations. V'chein b'tavua, the same thing besides vegetables, it would apply with tavua. He's planting wheat, and he's also planting barley. Or v'kitnios, he's planting beans, and he's also planting, let's say, mustard, okay? So this type of a thing is either way, even if it's a mixture of those, he wants to plant carrots and mustard, right? And if it's this type of a field, or anything like that, oh, beinan yerek, and there's... the shiur gadol yoter, whether it is grains or vegetable or legumes, and between them is going to be a row of vegetable, then hashiur gadol yoter, the measurement is going to be greater. So when one has field crops together with vegetable crops, one also has a different criteria for what the measurement, the distance, the spacing is going to be. For I am a postgame, look in the postgame. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. It's a complex issue. Know that it exists. And please, when you have a question, ask a rav, because it's a complex issue. A few other things. It also applies in pots. If one has a planter box, I've seen this unfortunately many times, people plant a mixed herb garden inside their planter box. They can run into issues of kilayim over here. Or if it's if there's a planter with a pot without a hole in it, then there's also going to be an issue. There's many aspects to this. By the way, we're talking vegetable with vegetable. Herbaceous plant with herbaceous plant. Which means if a woody plant is planted together with vegetables, there's absolutely no problem. For example, rosemary is a woody plant. If that's grown for eating, not a problem. Any kind of fruit tree can have vegetables going right up against it. I've seen many farms where people have done a permaculture type of thing here in the land of Israel, where they will have crops such as strawberries growing in between the fruit trees, and it's no problem at all whatsoever. However, if it's a combination garden where they're all growing together, vegetable and vegetable, that's going to be a problem. Some of these organic gardening techniques, which require mixing vegetables together in very close proximity to one another, tomatoes and basil planted right next to each other, that is going to be an issue. Okay, again, this is in the land of Israel, not outside of Israel. No problem there. You can have the beans running up the corn stalks, and it's perfectly fine outside of the land of Israel. Okay. Our next topic is Kelei HaKerem, mixed species in a vineyard. So he continues, Gimel, Asur Lizroa Samuch LeGefen, it is forbidden to sow seeds next to a grapevine. And here we're talking about even a planted, the grapevine is in the ground already. The Torah violation, by the way, is talking about taking a seed of a grapevine and two different types of seeds that would be Kilei Zerayim and planting them with one swoop of the hand, the seeds drop, bam, there is a problem to Raisa. We're talking in the land of Israel, and don't plant Kilayim is from in your vineyard is from Devarim, Deuteronomy 22:9, Huff Base Tess. And it comes from the Lo Sizra, don't sow. Okay, that's throwing the seeds. Karmacha, your vineyard. So we're talking in one sense sowing a vineyard. So you see we're talking about a grape seed. Kilayim. With Kilayim, which means the mixture of the other two seeds. That's where this concept of two distinct seeds plus the grape pit. A wheat, a barley, and a grape seed thrown together. Torah violation. Okay, in the land of Israel. Now, he says in Gemel, in Zara, if one does plant, sow such a thing, ne'esru bahana hazraya ba'gefen. It's forbidden to get any benefit from the seeds that were planted, and also from the vine. This is extreme. In other words, not only are the grapes or the vegetables going to be forbidden, as opposed to the other types of kilayim, where they can show up in the nursery, in the supermarket, and you have no problem whatsoever buying them. Here, if it's mixed species within a vineyard, it makes not only the vegetables forbidden, it makes the grapes forbidden, and it can even make the vines themselves forbidden, and everything has to be destroyed. It's an extremely serious thing. Don't plant vegetables in your vineyard. Again, by woody plants, it doesn't matter. You can have fruit trees in your vineyard, no problem. And if one has questions about these things, ask. One should not plant them right next to each other. Grapes, as the Chinuch says, have very soft roots, and other roots can penetrate them. It's going to be like a grafting kind of a thing. So try to keep any planting at least 6 tefachim. That's our 24 inches, 2 feet, 60 centimeters away from a grapevine. But trees can be planted within a vineyard. By the way, what is a vineyard? At least 5 grapevines planted in a particular pattern. If you have less than that in your home garden, you will still have this issue, but it has a smaller measurement. It's going to be the 6 tefachim measurement of distancing. If you want to plant vegetables, they have to be minimally 6 tefachim, that's 2 feet or 60 centimeters, away from the grapevine itself. Not only away from the grapevine, they cannot be directly under the grapevine. Not only directly under the grapevine is going to be an issue, but if they're underneath a trellis, a pergola, in which the vine is intended to grow, that can also be a problem. So it's best to keep vegetables away from grapevines. If you drop a plumb line, a string straight down from the edge of the leaves of the grapevine, immediately outside of that one can plant vegetables. However, one should be careful because as the grapevine grows, the problem can occur. This, by the way, applies also even if they grew by themselves. If tomatoes that were just spit out the seeds and their watermelon and they grow underneath the vineyard, under the vine, next to the vine, that can still be a problem. However, it's interesting, the wild wheat or wild barley which grows in Israel, it does not apply to because this is a type of grain which nobody plants. It has to be something that somebody plants. Again, we're talking about human food, animal food may be an issue. And a lawn, what about that? Well, there are poskim who say quite clearly, even though an animal would eat it, nobody plants these grasses. a Bermuda grass or whatever, a St. Augustine grass, for the sake of animal food. There were a lawn, and then an animal might eat it. So there are those who say a lawn underneath it may be just fine. Ornamentals may be just fine next to your vines. Okay, but ask again a question because these are complicated. And as he says, Shir Harhaka, the distance of separation, Lekerem Ulegefen, for a vineyard and for a Kerem Bodedes, an individual grapevine. I am a Shulchan Aruch. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, and we basically went into this. It could be for Tfachim, for example, from a vineyard. I'm sorry, four Amos from a vineyard. Four Amos is going to be, let's say, 6 to 8 feet, as opposed to the 6 Tfachim from an individual. We just went over this. Dalet, Kile Akerem, mixed species in Akerem, the Kile Zerayim, and the mixed species of vegetables. They are not forbidden outside of the land of Israel. However, Elaim Kain Zora Shneimine Tavua, the only difference is going to be if one planted two types of grain, oyerek, or two types of vegetable, Im Zera Kerem, with a seed of a grape pit, the Yaha together. This, the Rabbanan, will apply outside of the land of Israel. So even if you're having a mixed garden, be careful. Don't take the outside of Israel, don't take a grape pit and throw it together with two different types of vegetable or grain. Okay, hey, Kile Elon, mixed trees, mixed species in a tree, which we talked about, is grafting one with another. Asurim, that is forbidden. Af b'chutz l'aretz, even outside of the land of Israel. South Africa, Australia, the United States, Europe. Be careful. And Re'e Lyle took a, take a look up above. B'kitzer Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Ayin Dalet. Kuf Ayin Dalet 174. I would like to mention, since he did bring up the point over here, that it is extremely common if one buys a fruit tree, it is extremely common that they are grafted one type upon another. Classically, peaches are grafted onto a base, the rootstock of almonds, or you'll have plum on apricot, or many, many different types of trees. It is complex. You want to go out, you want to plant a fruit tree, that's just fine, but please try to make sure that it is not kilayim, it is not mixed together, it is not grafted one on the other. And it is forbidden not only to plant such a thing, it's forbidden to care for it, to water it, to prune it. But as we said, the fruits are going to be okay. And therefore, when you go to the market, you don't have to worry about it. Well, God willing, we'll all be gardening in the land of Israel and able to be aware of and practice these laws, do these halakhas, do these mitzvot that can only be done here in the Israel, in the land of Israel. And until then, learn them and enjoy them. Have a good day.